Now we would like to welcome Pastor David Ans and Patty, and when they come up, I believe they will introduce themselves. Thank you very much.
By way of introduction, my wife will show our family to you on some slides.
我想用一些投影片来介绍我的家人给你认识。
In our family, we have 3 children.
我们家有三个孩子。
2 daughters and 1 son.
其中两个是女儿，一个是儿子。
Hopefully the picture will show.
希望这个照片可以秀出来。
There are. Our son, he's 30 years old.
我的儿子30岁。
He live in Toronto.
他住在多伦多。
And he have a little boy, a year old.
那他本身有一个孩子一岁。
His name is Theo.
他的名字是Theo?
Theo.
Oh, Theo, Theo.
I think the slide goes so fast. That's the last one. Oh, that's so fast. My son with the glasses.
There.
Okay, that's Jesse. And then the next one.
刚才儿子是 Jesse.
That's Meg and Theo, his wife.
那他的妻子是Meg, 他们的小孩叫 Theo.
Okay, and the next one. This is Stephanie, she's 28 years old.
我的女儿 Stephanie, 她28岁。
She had 3 children.
她有三个孩子。
2 daughters and a son.
有两个女儿，一个儿子。
They live in Blaine, and there they are. And he's only a month, maybe 2 weeks old in that picture.
他们那个小孩最小的只有两个月大。
The next one. His name is Nash.
这个孩子名字叫 Nash.
You know Steve Nash, the basketball?
大家知道这个加拿大的那个篮球明星 Steve Nash 吗？
Because his dad is the coach, basketball coach.
因为他的爸爸是篮球教练，所以给他取名叫Nash.
The youngest one, Melanie, in the middle, she's 21, and she lives in Toronto.
那我的小女儿 Melanie 她是21岁，她住在多伦多。
She's finished the third year university.
她现在读了三年。
One more year to go.
还剩一年。
Thank you so much for your prayer and support for our family.
谢谢你们用祷告来支持我们的家人。
And this is our kids also in Christ Jesus.
这是我们在天国的孩子。
It's just student dorm students in Cambodia that we work with. We call our kids.
这些是在我们柬埔寨学生宿舍里面的孩子。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
When a missionary comes from a foreign field,
当一个传教是从一个另外一个国家来到这个国家，
sometimes they bring something from that country to show to you.
他们会带一些当地的一些事物来给你们看。
But now everyone can just look for Google.
但是现在大家可以用 Google 来搜寻。
So I only bring one thing made in Cambodia.
所以我只带了一样从柬埔寨带来的东西。
My wife.
是我的夫人。
I never go anywhere without her.
我不管去哪里，我的太太都跟着我一起。
I'm grateful to be here this morning.
我很感谢有这个机会能够来到这里。
There are many Alliance churches in Surrey.
在 Surrey 有很多宣道会。
So we got going to the wrong one this morning.
所以我们不小心去了错了一间。
And before I knew it, we were crossing the Portman Bridge.
我们不小心就是过了那个桥了。
So I had to turn around and follow the sign for hope.
所以我必须要把车子掉过头，然后朝东再走回来。
Hope is a good thing.
希望是一个好事情。
I am like a merchant of hope in Cambodia.
我就好像在一个 在柬埔寨来贩卖这个希望的一个商人。
And if you are a merchant and there is a product that everyone needs, you are very lucky.
如果你是一个商人，那你卖的东西是大家都要的东西，那你就算很幸运的。
So when Cambodia is hopeless,
当柬埔寨没有希望的时候，
then business is good for me.
那我的生意就会很好。
I am a peddler of hope.
我是一个盼望的小贩。
On the map, you can see Cambodia.
我们可以看到这个地图上柬埔寨的位置。
It is close to Vietnam.
是靠近越南。
And Thailand.
在另外一边是泰国。
And Laos.
还有寮国。
For many years, Cambodia has had a good relationship with China.
在过去呢，这个柬埔寨跟中国有很好的关系。
So now I am coming here to a Chinese church from Cambodia.
所以我现在从柬埔寨来到那个一个中文的教会。
To thank you for your support.
来谢谢你们过去对我们的支持。
I believe there are many of you who pray for me and my wife.
我很相信你们中间有好多人在过去有为我和我的夫人祷告。
There are also people who support us financially.
也有人用金钱来支持我们。
And for that we are grateful.
为了这些支持我们谢谢。
Many of you know that I am a third culture child.
你们很多人可能知道我是所谓的在第三文化之下生长的孩子。
Sometimes we say a missionary kid.
或是说是我是一个传教士的孩子。
I have spent many years in Cambodia.
那我在柬埔寨过了很多年。
My mother and father went to Cambodia in 1961.
那我的父母在1961年就去了柬埔寨。
So I have lived there most of my life.
所以我在那里几乎过了我的大部分的年岁。
So not much about Cambodia is surprising to me.
所以柬埔寨几乎没有什么可以让我惊讶的地方了。
When tourists come, they ask me, please show us something interesting about Cambodia.
当我有一些访客来的时候，他们会问我，带我去看一些柬埔寨啊。好看的地方。
And I think, what is interesting?
那我就想说，有什么好看的？
Everything looks normal to me.
那什么事都看起来都没什么特别的吗？
Then the tourist will say, oh my goodness, 8 people on one motorcycle.
那有些访客会看到有人，有人八个人骑在一辆摩托车上，他说，哇，天哪。
For me, that is almost normal.
那对我来说，这个是很普通的事情。
But one thing about Cambodia that is different from Canada.
那有一件事是在柬埔寨跟加拿大是不太一样的。
Is that people live in community.
就是说在柬埔寨大家很住在一个喜欢住在一个社区里面。
Sometimes 4 generations on one property.
那有时候呢在一个社区上可能有一家四代一起住在一起。
Mother and father's house, then children's house around.
那父母的房子，然后他的小孩的房子在他们旁边。
So often you will see many different people eating together.
所以你会看到很多时候他们会很多人一起在吃饭。
That is the way they live.
这是他们生活的方式。
Now others of you know that my mother is also in Cambodia.
那很多人知道我的母亲她也是在柬埔寨。
Maybe you have heard the name Marie Enns.
她的名字是 Marie.
People in Cambodia ask me, "Do you live with your mother?"
那柬埔寨人常问我说，你跟你的母亲住在一起吗？
And I say, "No, I do not."
那我会回答说，我们没有住在一起。
And then they say, "Well, she must live with you."
那他们说，那她一定是跟你们住在一起了吗？
And I say no, she lives away over there, and I live over here.
那我就跟他们说，没有，他自己住，那我们自己也住我们自己的地方。
But the Cambodian people don't understand that. They think you should live together.
那他们就不是很了解，他们觉得说，你们应该住在一起的。
So that's something that they do different in Cambodia.
这个是他们跟我们这里不一样的地方。
It's not the same as Canada.
跟加拿大不一样。
Now we are part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church.
那我们是也是宣道会的。
What is different about the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church is missions.
那宣道会到底跟别的教会跟机构有什么不一样？就是我们这些宣道。
We are a missionary sending agency.
我们是差派很多宣教士去不同地方的团体。
You know about the fourfold gospel.
我们大家都知道宣道会的四重福音。
Christ is our Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King.
那基督是我们的救主，他是我们的成圣者，他是我们的医治者，他是我们的最后什么？他是我们再来之王。
That's the good one.
那这个都是好的。
We are a group of maybe 440 churches in all of Canada.
我们在加拿大总共有超过440间教会。
And we want to be Christ-centered.
那我们都希望以基督为中心。
Spirit-empowered.
都能够充满圣灵的能力。
And mission focused.
能够注重在宣教上面。
We focus on reaching unreached people.
我们的目标是能够传到那些还没有听过福音的团体。
Our founder, A.B. Simpson, thought we should reach the unreached people as soon as possible.
那我们那个宣道会的创办人宣信博士他的目标就是要很快的把那个福音传出去。
Because the Bible says this gospel will be preached in all the world.
那这个因为圣经要我们把这个好消息传到地极。
And then the end will come.
那耶稣就会再回来了。
So he wanted the end to come quickly.
那他要这个耶稣赶快回来。
So we must tell everyone quickly.
所以我们要赶快把这个福音传到各国。
Our membership in the world entirely is 3 million.
那这个宣道会在全球呢，是超过300万人。
In 81 countries.
是从81个不同的国家。
The Christian and Missionary Alliance was the first missionary group to Cambodia.
那这个宣道会是第一个差传到柬埔寨的。
We translated the Bible and the hymn book.
那也把这个圣经翻译成当地的语言。
There are now 5,000 members in Cambodia.
那我们在柬埔寨的教会现在有5,000人。
And Patty and I work with university students.
那师母跟我呢，我们主要是跟大学学生来工作的。
We believe that we are in a special place in Cambodia.
我们觉得我们有一个很特殊的机会。
Where we can expand the kingdom of God.
我们可以扩张神的国度。
But also change Cambodia.
我们也可以改变柬埔寨。
We invite you to join us in making this happen.
那我们邀请你和我们一起来让这件事成就。
Cambodia has two kinds of people.
那柬埔寨大概有两种不同的人口。
People who live in the city.
那第一部分的人口是住在城市里面。
And people who live in the country.
那另外一部分的人是住在乡村里面。
City people are educated and have money.
那住在城市的人大部分都是有受过教育的，然后都是比较有钱的。
People who live in the country are not educated and have very little money.
那住在乡村的呢，就是比较没有受教育，然后那个经济上也不是很好。
City people have electricity, running water.
那住在城市的人，他们有电，然后有水。
They have paved roads, cable TV, fast food.
他们有柏油路，他们有电视可以看，然后有素食。
Many things that we have in Canada that you think are normal.
很多东西都是我们在这边习以为常的。
But the colleges and universities are in the city.
那在那边的那个大学呢，都是在大的城市当中。
This is a problem for the country people.
那这个对城市的人来说是很大的问题。
Maybe a family will send one student, one of their children, who is the smartest one.
那可能一个家庭，他们可能会把他们家里面最聪明的孩子送到大学。
Maybe they will sell their cow so that he can go to university.
他们可能会把他们的车卖了，然后来筹钱送他上大学。
When they sell the cow, that is the same as selling their car or their truck or their plow.
哦，刚才我讲错，不是卖车，是卖他的牛。他卖牛等于是卖车一样。
Because the cow is a very important animal in Cambodia.
因为对乡村来说，那个牛是很重要的牲畜。
It will do many things before it is in a burger.
那个牛可以帮他们做很多事，最后还可以变成汉堡。
If the child comes to live in the city to go to university,
那如果一个孩子从那个乡村的家到城市来上大学，
this child will need a place to stay.
那这个孩子他需要一个地方来住。
The family may have $30 for 1 month to rent a place.
那这个家庭可能会为孩子准备一个月30块来租房子。
There are some places that you can rent for only $30.
那有些地方你真的是可以，只要一个月出30块就可以租到房子。
This is maybe 2 meters by 2 meters.
那个空间大概只有两公尺乘2公尺的大。
It's a tin shack made of corrugated tin.
那等于就是一个那种铁皮屋这样子。
Very hot.
那非常热。
Inside is also a toilet.
那里面有一个那个马桶。
So the child must sleep on the floor. There's the toilet, also park the bicycle inside.
那他们那个两尺乘两尺的空间呢，他们要睡在地板上，然后可能马桶就在旁边，然后他们的那个脚踏车也要停在里面。
And it's not in a very nice part of town.
那个地点也不是很好。
There are addicts, there are prostitutes.
那个地点可能是那边有那个吸毒的啦，有一些从事那个色情行业的啦。
And worst of all, there's karaoke.
那边还有那个唱那个 karaoke 的地方。
Not very good place to study.
不是一个很让你能够好好读书的地方。
The student will probably lose his bicycle in the first week.
那可能不到一个礼拜，他们的脚踏车可能就被偷了。
And then he will have no way to get to school.
那他们就没有办法去上学。
He'll have to come home because the school will not keep him if he's absent.
那因为他没有办法上学，他就只好回家，因为学校不会让你一直的缺席。
So he will go home in debt and in shame.
那他就回家，他就只好回家，然后就觉得很不好意思，因为他退学，然后可能也欠了很多钱。
And poor people will become poorer.
那贫穷人就变得更贫穷。
So we see this need in Cambodia.
我们看到这个柬埔寨在这方面的需要。
So we rent a building.
所以我们就自己租了一栋公寓。
It's about 5 meters wide and 4 stories tall.
那个公寓大概5公尺宽，然后有4层楼。
And students can apply to go from the countryside and stay in our dorm.
那就是说，我们就可以让说从乡村来读大学人可以来申请我们这个公寓。
We have the students, the young people from the Alliance churches in the countryside come and stay.
那我们就让一些从我们乡村的教会，在读大学的年轻人来申请我们这些公寓。
And we say to them, if they come to stay at our church, if they come to stay at our dorm, they must study with us for 1 hour a day.
但是有个条件，就是说，如果他们来住我们公寓呢，他们必须每天花一个小时的时间和我们一起研读。
So we teach them theology.
所以我们教他们神学。
Evangelism.
如何布道。
Leadership.
就 如何成为领导
？Discipleship，
如何成为做门徒
？And some English，
还有教英文。
And then we say they should be part of， they should be involved in one of our churches。
那他们也应该参与我们的教会。
So in the time that Patty and I have been working there, we have seen 54 students go through the dorm.
那在我们我们在那边那么多年，我们看到了总共差不多有54位的学生曾经来住过我们那个公寓。
Nearly everyone has graduated with a university degree.
那几乎每一个人都最后都能够顺利的毕业，拿到大学的学位。
We have seen them become teachers, bankers, engineers.
那我们看到他们有些人成为老师，成为工程师，成为银行做银行的工作。
Accountants, nurses, clerks.
也有做会计的，也有做一些文书方面的。
Some with businessmen and businesswomen.
那有些也是做生意。
Some of them have graduated with honors.
那他们其中有些人是也是前几名毕业的。
And received their diploma from Prime Minister Hun Sen.
那他们就从那个他们的那个首相手中收到他们的文凭。
Others of them are working in various different countries in Southeast Asia.
那有些人也是在国外在东南亚那边其他国家来做他们的工作
，and other parts of the world，
甚至是世界上其他的国家。
And I've always told them that they are very bright， not just intellectually， but because they are full of the Holy Spirit。
那我一直跟他们说，他们真的是非常的优秀，因为不只是他们聪明，也因为他们有这个灵命显露出来。
They are like a beacon for Jesus.
他们就好像为耶稣所发出的光一样。
I told them that the world would see them.
我曾经告诉他们说，他们有一天世界会开始注意他们。
And I was right.
我这样说是对的。
In Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16.
在马太福音第五章14-16节。
Jesus is talking to many people on a mountain.
耶稣跟很多人在山上讲说话。
He says, "You are the light of the world."
他说你们是世上的光。
A town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
Instead, they put it on a stand.
而是放在灯台上。
And it gives light to the whole house.
就照亮一家的人。
In the same way,
你们的光也当这样。
Let your light shine before others,
照在人前。
That they may see your good deeds,
叫他们看见你们的好行为。
And glorify your Father in heaven,
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That's where we want the glory to go.
我们希望把荣耀都归给神。
Not to ourselves,
不是给我们自己。
We want the glory to go to God.
我们希望荣耀能够全部归于神。
When we had only five or six students at the dorm,
当我们只有五六位学生在我们这个宿舍的时候
，Patty and I began to pray very hard for new students.
那我们就开始很迫切祷告，希望有更多的学生。
We finally said maybe we will have to take someone who is not yet a Christian.
那我们就开始想说，我们可能需要开始收一些还不是基督徒的学生。
So we said we will take one girl.
那我们就说好，我们要收一个女孩。
That is not a Christian.
还不是基督徒的女孩。
But she will still have to go to church.
但是这个女孩呢，还是要跟大家一样去教会。
And she will still have to take one hour of study from us each day.
但是她还也是每天要花一个小时的时间和我们一起来做学习。
So Lekana came to stay with us.
So 这个女孩叫做
Lekana，
她到我们的宿舍当中。
maybe 3 weeks after she came.
她来到我们宿舍差不多三个星期之后。
She talked to the dorm leader and said, "You have something special here."
她就跟这个宿舍的那个的领导说，你们这里很特别。
I don't know what it is, but I want it.
她说我不知道到底是什么东西，但是我要这个东西。
So the dorm leader brought Lekana to our house, and Patty talked with her.
所以那这个宿舍的领导他就带这个 Lekana 到我们的家中来看师母。
And Patty told her about what she should do so she can believe in Jesus.
那这个 Patty 师母他就跟这个 Lekana 做分享，说他需要做些什么事情，然后可以成为基督徒。
And Lekana said she would like to believe in Jesus.
那 Lekana 他就当场就说他愿意来成为基督徒。
So then she went back to the dorm.
所以他就后来回到宿舍当中。
And we thought this worked very well.
我们就想说，哎，这个这样蛮好的。
So we were encouraged to try again with another girl.
所以我们就想说，我们再试一次吧，我们再收一个女孩子。
So another girl came to stay in the dorm.
所以又后来又一个女孩子来到我们的宿舍当中。
And about 3 weeks later.
然后再过了差不多三周。
The same story.
同样的事发生了。
And we said when the dorm leader came to our house with the new girl.
当这个宿舍的那个领导呢，在跟那个女孩来到我们家的时候。
We said you don't have to bring the girl to our house each time because you know how to do this yourself.
我们就跟那个宿舍的领导说。你不需要每次都一定要把这些新的弟兄姐妹带到我们家，因为你已经知道怎么做了。
I was teaching them how to do evangelism.
因为我曾经跟他们上过课，是如何来宣传福音。
So we just said, please use the stuff that we taught you.
我就鼓励他们用他们在学习中学到的方法来跟这些人分享福音。
Still, our numbers were not very good.
我们学生的人数呢，还是不是很好。
And we said we would, a friend of ours said, I know two boys, but they're not Christians.
那我的朋友跟我们说，他认识两个男孩，但是他们还不是基督徒。
And we thought, oh, I don't know, two boys. Boys are rascals, you know.
我们就想说两个男孩子不太好，因为男孩子比较皮一点。
But we took the two boys.
但是我们还是收了他们。
And they stayed in the low on the first floor.
他们就大概就住在那个一楼的地方。
And the girl stayed on the top floors.
那女孩子住在顶楼。
And we said, don't go between.
那我说男孩子不可以到女孩子，女孩子不可以到男孩子。
Soon after that.
很快的。
The dorm leader and another lady, another student, talked to the boys.
很快，那个宿舍的那个领导跟另外一个女孩子就开始跟这个两个男孩子开始有些谈话。
And those boys said, "There's something about this group of people. You love each other like a family."
那两个男孩就说，这个地方真的是很特殊，因为你们我看得出来你们彼此的相爱。
You come from different parts of Cambodia, but everybody gets along.
虽然你们是从不同的地方来，但是你们彼此的好像一家人一样。
And they told them that they were Christians.
那他们跟我们说他们是基督徒。
And what the two boys were seeing was the spirit of God in the group.
那这个两个男孩看到就是说神的灵在这个宿舍当中。
Well, I got a call from the dorm leader.
那后来我就接到一个从那个宿舍领导来的电话。
And he said, "You remember those two boys that did not believe in Jesus?"
说你还记得这两个还没有信主的男孩子吗
？And he said, "Well, now they do."
他们现在已经信了主了。
So we were very happy about that.
所以我们真的是很高兴。
Every missionary likes to see fruit.
每一个传教士都很希望看到这个能够结出果子来。
But it is very special if your fruit has fruit.
那我们真的是，那当你的结出的果子能够结出他们自己的果子的时候，就真的是很特别的。
These are our spiritual grandchildren.
那这个第二，这个结出来果子的果子，等于是像我们在福音里面的孙子。
And we're very happy that those four kids now are working in the church and going to tell people about Jesus.
那这四个，刚才两个女孩，两个男孩，他们自己现在开始在他们的教会当中来服事，来把福音传给别人。
They're witnessing to the people in the close neighborhood.
他们也在这个他们的邻舍当中呢来做见证。
They are being very bright. The light is bright.
他们真的是为主大大的发光。
Some people ask Patty and I, is it worth it going to Cambodia?
那有些人就问我说，你们这样在柬埔寨工作值不值得吗？
They say, you have such beautiful children and such cute grandchildren.
你们有这么好的孩子，有这么好的孙子们。
It's so far away for you to be in Cambodia when they are in Toronto and in Washington.
他们，你们在柬埔寨，他们在多伦多或者在华盛顿州。
Then they say, but Cambodia is so hot and it's so corrupt.
他们可能说柬埔寨这么热，然后那边的政治这么腐败。
Is it worth it to leave Canada?
那真的是值得离开加拿大去柬埔寨吗？
I say it is worth it for me.
我可以很肯定的说，我觉得是值得的。
And Patty agrees with me.
那师母她也是觉得怎么样值得。
Because it is like our drug.
因为这个就好像我们的良药一样。
We get great pleasure from sharing Jesus with people in Cambodia.
当我们跟柬埔寨人分享福音的时候，我们真的是觉得很快乐。
If you share with people here in Surrey, you will have also great joy.
当你们在这边和Surrey 当地本身的人来分享福音的时候，你们也会得到同样的快乐。
I also like to be on the winning team.
我也喜欢能够在一个厉害的球队上。
I like to think that we are the best.
我常常觉得我们是最好的。
I will tell you a story about Ravi.
那我告诉我跟大家分享一个有关英国橄榄球的故事。
Ravi is not a tall man.
我讲错，刚才他要分享一个叫 Ravi 的那个人的故事。
Ravi is a short woman.
Ravi 她是一个不个子不高的女孩子。
She's tribal. She's not Cambodian. She's from a small tribe of people.
她不是柬埔寨人，她是从柬埔寨一个部落来的一个女孩子。
She's very shy, but she has a big smile.
她很害羞，但是她有一个很美的笑容。
She came to stay at the dorm, 4 years ago.
那她四年前来到我们的宿舍来住。
She wanted to be a geography teacher.
她想成为一个教地理的老师。
After a few years of Bible training and going to church, she became a strong Christian.
那她跟我们一起研读圣经，跟一起去教会去了几年，那她就成为一个刚强壮胆，她能够灵命也很强的女孩子。
And the light of Jesus was shining bright from her.
那在她身上可以看到，真的是有很大的光亮发出来。
But she got a message from her village, and they said, "Your mother has had a stroke, Ravi."
那突然从他们的家乡传出一个消息说，Ravi， 你的母亲中风了。
So Ravi asked if she could please go back to her village.
那个 Ravi 他就请求要回家。
The hospital said, "We cannot help your mother, so she will just go to her house."
那个医院就跟 跟他说我们不能帮你的母亲做任何事情，他就把他的母亲呢送回家了。
Ravi and her sister are the only Christ followers in her family.
那个 Ravi 跟他的姐姐还是或者妹妹是他们家里面唯一两个信主的。
So they prayed that God would help.
所以他们就向神祷告，求神来帮助他们。
But the people in that tribe are not Buddhist.
在那个部落里面的人，他们不是佛教徒。
They're animists and they believe in spirits.
他们是那种信那种邪教的。
So the people said, we will call the shaman, the witch doctor, to come, and the witch doctor will do a ceremony, and it will make mother well.
他们那个族里面的人就说，我们要请一个像巫师一样的人到我们当中来，好像来招魂这样，来医治他的母亲。
And the rest of the family told Ravi and her sister, "You must stop believing in Jesus."
那他有些家人呢，跟 Ravi 跟他的姐姐说，你们应该赶快放弃你们的信仰，那你的母亲才会得救。
But Ravi and her sister said no.
那他们很坚决的说不。
So the witch doctor said, "You must go to the jungle and find the bones of grandmother."
那这个巫师就跟他们这个家人说，你们要把你们的祖母的那个遗骨把它从墓里面挖出来。
And the witch doctor said, and then if you bring me the bones, I will call the spirit of grandmother and she will make the mother better.
那他说我要用这个祖母的那个遗骨呢来招她的魂，然后让你的母亲并能够变好。
And in that room it was very heavy and eerie.
那个时候那个房间里面的气氛很凝重，然后也很诡异。
And the witch doctor was doing his thing at the front of the room.
那个巫师呢在那个房间前面开始做法。
And Ravi and her sister were sitting in the middle.
那个 Ravi 跟他的姐妹呢，就坐在房间的中间。
And then the witch doctor said, "I cannot go any further."
那个巫师突然说，我不能再继续下去了。
There are two roads in this room.
那这个房间里面有两排。
So I cannot go any further. I must stop.
他说我不能再继续下去了。
When I told this story to the children at the dorm, to the students in the dorm,
当我把这个故事跟宿舍的学生分享的时候，
they all said to me, "Oh, teacher, I have goosebumps."
他说，老师，这个故事太恐怖了，我起那个鸡皮疙瘩。
It's very powerful.
那个因为基督徒他们。非常的那个灵命很强。
This was a very powerful witch doctor.
那这个巫师是很厉害的巫师。
And because of the light shining from those two Christian girls, he could not do anything.
但是因为那个房屋当中有两位基督徒，那他们所发出的光实在是太强了。
And because of that, Ravi and her sister were able to say glory to God.
正因为如此，他们可以把那个荣耀归给神。
Now I don't know if the mother will get better.
那我不知道这个母亲会不会变好。
If she gets better, the people of the village will say the shaman did a good job.
如果他母亲变好的话，他们那个村那个部落人可能会说这个巫师很厉害。
But at least we would ask you to help pray that Ravi's mother will believe in Jesus.
但是我想请大家一起帮Ravi 的母亲来祷告，让她能够有机会能信主。
She's not dead yet.
她还在，她还活着。
But it would be good to know that she will go to heaven.
但是我们真的很希望能够知道她以后可以去天国。
Ravi returned to our dorm.
那事后呢，这个 Ravi 他就 回到宿舍当中。
And she finished her education at university.
那她也完成了她在大学的研读。
And she finished her final exams.
她也把最后的考试考完了。
So we're very happy for Ravi.
所以我们真的是为这个 Ravi 很高兴。
And we look forward to what Jesus will do with her.
我们很期待能够看到神以后在她的身上有什么样的工作。
This morning I want to encourage you to be bright shining lights.
今天早上我也想鼓励各位能够一样的成为神的光。
Patty and I will do bright shining lights in Cambodia.
那我跟师母我们在柬埔寨为神发光。
But you can be bright shining lights here.
但是你们呢可以能够在当地为神来发光。
There are people that you know who are not yet Christian.
我们应该都有认识一些还不是基督徒的人。
Do not be ashamed of who you are.
我们不要以自己为耻。
Be a light in a dark world.
让我们成为黑暗当中的一盏明灯。
There is nothing about being a Christian that is offensive.
作为基督徒应该不会冒犯任何其他的人。
When you think of the fruit on a tree, you can tell what kind of tree it is by its fruit.
当我们看到树上结的果实，我们就知道这个树是什么树。
And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will have the fruit of the Spirit.
当我们如果有圣灵在我们当中，我们就会结出圣灵的果子。
And you know the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你们都知道圣灵的果子。
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Long suffering, kindness, goodness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
There are many of them, but at the end of it, it says there is no law against these.
但是圣经也说是没有任何律法禁止的事。
No one will ever say you are too peaceful.
从来绝对不会有人说你太温和了。
You will have too much joy.
也不会有人说你有太多的喜乐了。
I don't like the way you suffer too much.
我不喜欢看你忍耐这么久。
No one will ever say that.
从来不会有人这样说的。
We have the good news.
我们有这个好消息。
It should be good for everyone.
那这个好消息应该对每个人来说都是好的。
Don't make it bad news.
让我们不要把这个好消息变成坏消息。
Sometimes we do not tell the story correctly.
有时候我们没有办法把这个故事好好的完整的讲出来。
And people will say, oh no thank you, I don't want to be a Christian.
那有时候因为我们没讲好，那别人可能就说哦不要，我不想当基督徒。
That's because we said it wrong.
那是因为我们没有把它说好。
Before I was a missionary, I was a salesman for Hostess Frito-Lay.
我在我成为宣教士之前，我曾经是一个生意人。
I sold potato chips.
我卖那些洋芋片。
And I can sell potato chips very well.
那我很会卖洋芋片。
I can say they are very crunchy.
那我会说他们很脆。
Because we use sunflower seed oil.
因为我们用的是葵花籽油。
We have the best tasting flavors.
那这个味道也是非常好。
We have the date on the bag. I will take the product out before the date every week.
那我们那个每一个袋子上也有那个制造的日期，所以说都是新鲜的。
And I will tell you that.If you give me 16 feet, I'll put up the shelf right there. So nice.
那如果你给我一点空间，我可以把那些洋芋片在那个架子上都好好的摆得很好看。
And I can sell my product.
那我知道怎么样来卖我的产品。
I could also say.
我也可以这样说。
This is mostly carbs, and it will.And it's deep fried, and it will become cholesterol, and it will clog your veins, and you will probably die.
我也可以说，这些都是很多碳水化合物，那 是炸的，然后以后会变胆固醇，对你的身体不好。
I won't sell any chips that way.
那如果我这样说的话，我就洋芋片卖不出去。
And the same way when we want to tell people the good news about Jesus.
当我们跟别人分享好消息的时候
，We should be careful not to say, "Hey, you're going to hell."
那我们应该避免跟别人说，哦，你要下地狱了。
Sadly, it's true if they don't believe in Jesus.
很不幸，这个是虽然是事实。
But nobody wants to hear bad news.
但是没有人愿意一开始就听到这个坏消息。
So make it good news.
所以我们要先跟别人分享好消息。
You can change your neighborhood.
我们可以改变我们的邻居邻舍。
As everyone who is a Christian is also a missionary.
每一个基督徒呢，都是一个宣教士。
Patty and I are overseas missionaries.
师母跟我是在海外的宣教士。
And you are here in Canada, but you are also missionaries.
那我们虽然在加拿大，但是我们还是宣教士。
So take the good news and share it with your friends.
所以我们应该把我们这个好消息跟我们的朋友来分享。
Be a bright and shining light.
做一个发光，一个亮光。
When I was driving towards Vancouver, I was driving to Vancouver in the night. I thought there were some stars very low to the ground.
当我开车开往温哥华的路上呢，我看到一些那个天上的星，我以为他们是跟那个地平线很接近的。
But they weren't stars. It was just Whistler.
所以但是他们那些并不是星，结果是从那个 Whistler 那边传来的那个灯光。
Because in the mountains, if there's a light, you can see it from a long way.
就是从那个 Whistler 山上的那个灯光，就看起来好像天上的星星一样。
And that is what the scripture tells us.
就好像这段经文跟我们说的。
So we should be very evident to people.
所以我们真的是要让别人看到我们。
So I encourage you to let your light shine where you are.
所以我鼓励大家，不管你们在何处，都能够为神来发光。
I think there is some place in your church where you can find a letter from Patty and I.
可能在我们教会，有些地方我们可以看到，一封从我跟师母写的信。
If there is not, and you would like to get news from Patty and I from Cambodia, you can talk to the pastor.
那如果你想继续接收到我跟师母在柬埔寨的消息的话，你们可以向杨牧师来询问。
And maybe he can give you our email address.
那他可会给把我们的那个电邮地址呢给你们。
That way you can read about what's happening in Cambodia.
那你们就可以一直知道在柬埔寨发生什么事。
And also you might want to share what you've been able to do here in Surrey.
那你也可以和我们分享你在素里所做的一些事工。
So I want to thank you and I would like to pray with you.
我谢谢大家，我想要和大家一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the good news.
天父，我们为了这个好消息来感谢你。
Thank you for entrusting the good news with us.
谢谢你将这个好消息放在我们手中。
Help us to be brave and share the good news.
求主让我们能够刚强壮胆，能够来分享这个好消息。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit so we will shine so bright.
求主让我们被圣灵充满，让我们能够真的是为你大大的发光。
And people will be attracted to us.
让人也被我们来吸引。
And we can share Jesus.
让我们和他们来分享你的话语。
And bring glory to the Father.
让你得到荣耀。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.